Welcome everybody to the inaugural episode of the Principal Podcast. I'm Dan Burkhardt, and alongside me is the man of the hour, Carmel High School Principal John Williams. How are you this afternoon?
I'm fine. How are you doing, Dan?
Not too bad myself. So what we have planned for today is an in-depth interview with Mr. Williams about his involvement in CHS and what else has been going on since May. We'll then transition into a discussion between us two. That will be focusing primarily on student life and activities here at CHS. So, Mr. Williams, what's it been like for you to get back into the routine of the school year?
Well, it's been great. You know, one of the things that I do every year is I go down and talk to all the fall sports teams on their first day of practice, and we talk about the beginning of the school year, and it's probably my favorite time of year. It's exciting, lots of potential. We know there's going to be lots of amazing things that are going to happen. So I really enjoy that time of year. So it's been great for me. How about for you?
It's been good for me as well. What about academically? How's it been kind of starting that up as well?
Well, it's great. You know, the start of the school year is always an interesting time. And you mentioned something in your notes that, you know, to get back into the routine. And I think, first of all, a huge shout out to our students. And it's amazing to me, and I mentioned it at Open House last Thursday, how our kids come really on day one ready to go to work. They seem to get where they're supposed to be. And I know that a lot of that is because of prior preparation that we have. And I want to shout out to our teachers who are here a big part of the summer, especially those last couple of weeks, getting their classes ready, their classrooms ready, and their lessons ready. To the administration, you know, we spend a lot of time. The week of registration is a huge week for us to make sure that everyone gets back in a routine, give students and parents an opportunity to be here working. Are getting their schedules, finding their lockers, walking their classes so that when they come on day one, it's not the first day. In fact, I would say probably hardly anybody shows up on the first day of school. That's the first day they've been back. Greyhound Kickoff Network, our GCOMs are amazing. The mentors, the programs that they put together, the way they work with our freshmen on that Friday before. So, there's just lots of things that have happened, traditions over the years, hard work that people put in, our custodians, our maintenance staff, the cafeteria, all those things wrapped up together to make what seems like a pretty routine start, make it happen.
Yeah, all right, yeah. So starting this year, how do you think teachers and students have been adapting to the new school year and how they're going to be going forward?
But Dan, I think they've been great. As again, I said, they come in, they're ready to go. We have a couple new programs. The college transition to college program you may be familiar with. Are you on
that
program?
Yeah, I'm actually in it.
That's right. I thought that you were. So that's kind of been an adjustment for us, one that we think has gone very well. And you know, maybe you can even reply and respond to that. All of our classes, I think that, again, our departments have a combination of some, you know, strong veteran teachers along with some new teachers. So there's a lot of continuity. When you have a lot of teachers, you have a lot of folks back and a lot of folks who know what they're doing. So I think it's been great. Again, I applaud all those folks who put so much time in to make sure that things go well.
All right. So in what ways has CHS helped create kind of a better environment or experience for the students in general?
You know, I saw that. And I think that's a great question, you know, one that really speaks to the heart of why we exist. And that's, you know, to take care of our kids, you know, and how we can find ways for this experience of Carmel High School to be meaningful to our kids. And we talk at Open House about, you know, we all want the same thing. Kids want it, parents want it, and the school wants it. And that's for kids to do well and to be prepared, you know, so when they leave here after their senior year, they can do really whatever they choose to do, and they're prepared to do that. And people want that to take place in a safe and orderly environment. And also they want that to take place in an area where the adults in their students' life know and care about their adults. So we focus on really those three areas. First of all, that we are academically preparing our kids, and not just with the academics, but the whole realm of of academic preparation. And as you know, with the senior year program, you know, the whole idea of the habits of mind and, you know, what are we doing that rounds off that academic, that strong academic preparation. But we want to make sure that our kids, when they leave here, are academically prepared. And we take, you know, the rigor of our courses. We want to appropriately challenge kids in an environment where they can be challenged but still have a ladder of support, both at home and at school. We want it to be safe and secure. And we constantly are upgrading what we're doing with safety and security so that, you know, our kids are not put in harm's way. Or when something happens, whether it's bad weather or whatever, you know, the myriad of things that can take place, we're prepared for it. And then we want that to occur in a place where kids feel acknowledged and welcomed, and that Carmel High School is your school. And that, you know, I try to set the tone on that in that very first convo, where we know Carmel High School is a great place, but it has to be great for everyone. And that's our challenge, is that everyone that walks in here, every student, every staff member, they bring their own special personalities, characteristics, talents, interests, and also issues. And that we have to, as a school, be there for our staff and especially for our students to make sure that their experience is as good as we can make it. And, you know, from our student services, and, you know, Kara McDaniel oversees that, you know, where we're working with counselors and social workers to ensure that kids, if it's whether or not you are struggling with a class or you've got some terrible situation at home or whatever the need is, there's a wide spectrum, that we're there meeting those needs.
All right. So I know earlier you mentioned different like ways of changing CHS, how we've kind of adapted and kind of made CHS better as a whole. So what kind of, like, I know like change can occur within the school year and out of school year over summer breaks and all that. Mm-hmm. So during the summer, what kind of like change occurred to like help better Carmel this year?
Well, one thing is that first, just some things that are obvious, you know, the cafeteria was a big change, and we hope that made it better. I don't know if you've been in there lately. Is it?
Yeah,
better?
Yeah. I've been going there pretty much, I think, every school day so far. I've liked it a lot better than how it was in the past.
Yeah. So that's an example of us putting some time and effort into making the facility better. You know, over the years, we've continued, even since you've been here, with the weight room, some of the things that we've done with the other facilities, some improvements we made in performing arts and the auditorium. So we want to continue to do that with facilities. We're always looking at our programs. Every year, one of our departments goes through what they call a program evaluation year, where they take the entire year. It's organized through our central office. They set up committees. They do all sorts of focus groups and collect data to look at, okay, what are we doing in math department? In fact, math department just finished their program evaluation up. They're finishing it this year. So we really take a look, and some of those are subtle things. You know, it's not like we, you know, completely change. You know, the school year may look some of the same. It's just about growth and improvement. So and we do that throughout the year. I'm trying to think of some other things. Of course, the college transition to program, our transition to college program. I meet with my PAC kids, where we talk all the time about any questions that they have. Let's see what else I thought about. One of the things that we think is very important about our students enjoying the year and getting a lot out of it is co and extracurricular participation. So last Friday we had the activities fair. I don't know if you had a chance to be down there.
No, I didn't go. I went last year. Yeah.
And you probably remember your freshman year.
Oh, I remember that freshman year. That was kind of overwhelming.
But that's a good point. You know, you mentioned the word overwhelming. And I went down there Friday, I thought, because we have to pack those clubs in.
Yeah, yeah.
And so we talked right after that. We got back together and we debriefed. And we talked about, okay, what if we expanded that to include Greyhound Station? So that's one way where we try to improve. So everything we do, whether it's open house or registration or the first week of school, as soon as it's over, we sit down with the folks involved and we say, hey, how'd that work? What can we do to make it better?
All right. Yeah, that's a That's actually really interesting to hear about how much can really go on through just a school year, even if there's no kind of visual change to a different area. There's just so much that's going on behind the scenes.
Yeah. Dan, I think this is something that you probably have experienced in your own life. We believe that things have to get better. In fact, nothing stays the same. If we thought our school was exactly where it should be, we know it still has to get better.
Mm-hmm.
I believe that you're either getting better or you're getting worse. And so it's that constant growth that I think all organizations should strive for, and actually all people. I mean, you as a person, you're either going to improve or you're going to take step backward. So that's important to us.
Yeah. So were there any other kind of big changes, not necessarily with the school, but like maybe staff or and maybe even like student life as well that occurred over the summer?
I don't think there were any. You know, of course, we always hire a fair number of teachers. We probably hired close to 40 new teachers. And one of the neat things about that is we get a chance. Lots of folks who want to come and work at Carmel. They like being around you guys. They've heard about our reputation. So we really get a chance to pick from the best of the best. And so it's always exciting when we bring in our new teachers. Many of those, some of them are brand new to the education. They're just out of college and just finishing their student teaching. But a lot of our new staff members are folks who've had experience at other places, and they're able to bring their backgrounds and their experiences where they can really hit the ground and running. So, you know, that's always something new. Every year we bring in, you know, a fair number of new staff members. As far as students, you know, I don't know that we've made any significant changes like in student government or those kinds of things, the activities, you know, the newspaper highlight and WHJE and CHTV and those other opportunities. Our marching band is bigger than ever. You know, the fall sports are off to a great start. So that's, I don't know that there's anything that stands out where I'd say we're doing this completely different.
Okay. And this will be the final question. This will be kind of just a little fun one for you. So I know you've been principal.
They've all been fun.
Yeah. I know you've been principal of CHS for a while. What has been like the most memorable experience or opportunity you've had here while being the principal?
Gosh, that's a difficult question. I would say overall, and this isn't exactly answering your question, but I think the thing that I've appreciated the most is just to be a part, a small part of all the amazing things that we have here at Carmel High School. And, you know, whether it's our communications department, athletics, performing arts, tech hounds. I mean, you just close your eyes and point your finger, and there's some amazing things going on. I don't know. I think this year with the transition to college program, that's something that has been a long time coming. Of course, some of the athletic achievements, the year that we won state in football and basketball was a tremendously exciting year. The bands, the year they won BOA national championship was a tremendous year. They worked so hard. The fact that, you know, we continue to have a huge number of national merit semifinalists and students doing so well on those standardized testing. So it would be almost impossible, and I'd really almost have to have a long time to think about the one thing that was most memorable to me. I do remember my very first convo 14 years ago,
mm-hmm.
And we were only 3,800 students at that time, but having everybody in the gym, and that's always a memorable time when we have that first convo and we get everybody in there. My very first homecoming, when I saw the true spirit and commitment that our kids have to our school. So I could go on and on the amazing things that we've accomplished. And I've again, been very, very fortunate to have a chance to be a part of.
All right. Well, that concludes the interview portion of this episode. You're tuned into the Principal Podcast here on 91.3 WHJE Carmel. Right now, we'll transition into the discussion portion of this episode. So I think really the first topic I kind of wanted to get into, like you mentioned earlier, kind of the change that has occurred during the summer of between last school year and this year, was one of the big things was the main cafeteria being completely renovated. So can you kind of like take me through the process of like even just the initial idea of wanting main cafeteria to be renovated all the way through now until now to where it's completely done and it's in use?
Sure, sure. You know, actually, just a kudos to our cafeteria and our food service department that serves our whole district. You know, they are constantly looking at ways to better serve our kids. We talked in our first part about students enjoying the year and getting something out of their experience. Of course, every day you're going to, you know, we serve a lot of kids their food, and you know what you eat and where you eat it and how that all goes is very important to the total overall experience of anything. So I would give kudos to them. Actually, 2 years ago, there was a plan initially to come in and spruce up the main cafeteria. They do, you know, over the course of time, they do painting and replacing tile and those kinds of things. And they looked at it, and at the time they thought, of course, they're in tune with what's the newest technologies and what's the newest strategies and ideas and in food service, just like we would expect for us to do in our classrooms. And they came up with a plan. We thought that maybe we ought to hold off a year because it was late in the spring of 15 when they talked about it. So we did. We put everything on hold. And then last year, right after the first of the year, so in January of 2016, there were some plans put together, completely changing the structure of it and how the food was served and the whole idea, the whole philosophy behind cafeteria. You know, we kind of do away with the lines and those kinds of things. So we all looked at those and had architects come in and explain, had the food service folks explain how things would work. Obviously, we were a little nervous because we have a very short time to get lunches served. You guys are basically in, grab your food, eat, and then it's back to work. And we were worried about the construction time. One of my experiences in education is that whatever they tell you for construction, it's going to take longer. So we spent a lot of time talking about that, and we actually, if you remember, last May, shortly after the beginning of the month of May, we took the cafeteria, mm-hmm. closed out some of it, and restricted the lines, and basically we gave it to the construction crew before school was even out, mm-hmm. because our philosophy was we would rather deal with not having full access to the cafeteria at the end of the school year than not having full access to the cafeteria at the beginning of the year. And I would tell you that probably 2 weeks before school started, I was down there thinking, oh no, please get this thing done. But they did, and it's amazing. They kind of wrapped it all up, and we were ready on day one. So that was kind of the philosophy of how, or not the philosophy, that's kind of the process that took place. And it was all new, and I don't know if you were probably down there those first couple of days. Mm-hmm. It was kind of a shock. You know, lots of kids were coming up saying, where's the line? You know, where's the line? But I think it's, as you guys do, you've adapted to it. I think people enjoy it. We're getting kids in and out faster than we used to. The choices, I think, are clearer for kids who just want this. I had a student tell me who's on a gluten-free diet and said last year, you know, you have to wait in line the whole time just to get whatever you want. Now he can go pick it out. So let me ask you, what's your thoughts on it?
I personally enjoy it considerably more than how it was set up in years past. I like how it's almost kind of like, I know I've visited some different colleges, got to see how their kind of like cafeterias worked and mm-hmm. how it's a very similar style to that, in my opinion, from what I saw at colleges this summer. And I like that because from my experience so far, I'm able to just walk up to whatever line, essentially line what mm-hmm. that I want and the food that's there. I can just pick it up and I can just go and check out instead of having to go in a specific line that's holding a specific entree that I want, having to wait through the entire line to go right. check out. I think the it flows a lot better. Like you said, that it does definitely seem like students are getting through the line a lot faster. And also, like you said, how having the end of the school year with some of the renovation done, I liked having last year. It did kind of, it was kind of sucky that, you know, the main cafeteria got right. ripped away from us at the end of the year, especially during finals week. But I did like that, having it done last year all throughout the summer and then being ready for the beginning of this year, then having part of this year still under renovation and not having it complete.
Yeah, that would have been a disaster.
Yeah. So, I mean, that's a change that occurred this year. Mm-hmm. Going with another change, the TCP, Transition to College Program, that we have implemented starting this year. I'm one of the students who's in it. I think there's something like 140 seniors who are doing it.
Actually, there's almost 190.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, right at 200. And that was our goal, to get 200, which would give us a good pilot group, you know, where we could really see. But I think it's going to be a hugely popular program. And it's nice to have that many kids so we can get a good look at how things will work. But yet it's still small enough where if we had to make some tweaks or changes, we could do that. So
yeah, and the Transition to College program, just if you're unaware, is where seniors are able to take 4 full weight classes or more, and they are able to actually have remaining classes where they don't actually have a class. So they get essentially free periods where they're able to go to a different teacher's classroom to study. They can go to the library. They're actually allowed to leave school because we have a separate ID card that kind of shows that we're able to leave during specific time periods.
Correct.
And personally, as a student who's in it, I'm really enjoying it so far. I kind of like having senior year being challenging, where it's challenging and it's difficult, but it's not overtly difficult to where I can't handle it. And I think it's also good to not have senior year be kind of a blow off year, like where you're kind of slacking, because I mean, next year I'll be going off to college, and it's not going to be an easy year next year, freshman year of college. It absolutely will not be. So I think it's nice having the challenge. You get adapted to kind of college level, college style courses, and having sort of a college style schedule where you don't have a class all 4 periods every single day.
Correct. You know, and that's, you know, our goals in the Transition to College program were very simple. One is we want to find a way to encourage more of our kids to take tougher courses their senior year. You know, one of the things that we know, and you've heard me say this, I think, the number one predictor of college success is the rigor of your high school curriculum. So we wanted kids to step up and take those tougher courses, knowing that it would better prepare them. The other thing we want to do is give kids a chance to have some opportunities to work with time management. You know, one of the things we hear back from schools, from colleges, is even our academically prepared kids can struggle with time management. What do you do when you have this free time? So we want to build a schedule, again, the transition part, to build a schedule that more resembled a college schedule, where you're going to have a fair amount of free time. And in high school, the model, again, I've shared this with you in the group, is flipped from what it is in college. In high school, we have an extended amount of class time. You're in school a lot.
Mm-hmm.
And then a very limited amount of out-of-class time because of the activities and things that kids are involved. And in college, it's just the opposite. You have a very limited amount of class time, usually 3 hours a week on a regular class, but an unlimited amount of out-of-class time. So we were hearing from our students who'd graduated, they'd come back and say, man, it was almost easier in college than it was at high school.
Mm-hmm.
And I don't think the classes were any easier. It's just that they had more time. And so what we found is it's not that our kids aren't prepared for the rigor. They don't have the time for the workload. So the idea was to free up some time to encourage those kids to take those tougher courses, give them an opportunity to experiment with time management. So if you don't have a class until third hour, you can choose to sleep the whole time, or you can choose to get up and do some studying. And what you're going to find here at Carmel High School is that's not going to work for you if you sleep the whole time. And we'd rather you find it out here than next year when you're away at college. Then the third part is a symposium, which you guys just started last week. And that's an integral part, I think, to the program. And that is to use the 16 Habits of Mind. And if anyone out there listening is not familiar with the 16 Habits of Mind, and probably a lot of you aren't, because I wasn't at one time, is I would just encourage you to Google those and read up on those things. They're really, they're called habits because they are determined 16 things that an intelligent, educated person would use to solve problems. And, you know, one of the things we talk about is that in the real world, when you're out there after education, you use your education to solve problems, to find out what to do when you don't know what to do, to find out where to go when you don't know where to go. And I think the 16 habits in the symposium will be integral in topping off our transition to college program, you know, and ending up with the interview, the exit interviews at the end of the year. So it's an exciting time. I'll be glad to talk to you throughout the year and see how it's going, because we are more than excited about the opportunities it provides to our seniors.
Yeah, I am very excited to see where this program not only goes for the remainder of this year, but where it can go in the future with how many people are going to be joining. Absolutely. And doing that. So another topic I wanted to focus on is athletics. I know that's obviously Carmel's always something, they're always big about athletics. It's something that's just part of the school. I mean, we're obviously winning multiple state championships in different sports each and every year, including the girls swimming team, who of course won their 30th straight state title last year, which was now amazing. A national record. But what do you kind of think like athletics means to Carmel? Like what separates athletics at one high school from Carmel?
I think it's more than just athletics. It's this total commitment of excellence in all of our extracurricular activities. And you know, as you were talking about athletics, I was thinking about our state championships and listening to you. Also popped into mind our marching band and our color guard and our tech hounds and our academic, you know, our economics team that's won the nationals, our spell bowl, our science bowl, I mean, math club. I mean, really across the board, what I think Carmel stands for is that commitment to excellence. And I think athletics is a great example of that. One that you can read about in the paper and see scores, you know, in the newspaper and on the radio and on social media. So I just think that, you know, we have amazing student athletes and we have amazing coaches. We have a wonderful facility. I think that's one of the advantages of a large school. You know, when you have a large school, when you have one school, you can commit a lot of resources to your facility. As opposed to if you had two or three high schools where you had to have two or three football fields and two or three weight rooms and two or three gym areas and those kind of things, it dilutes your ability to really have nice stuff. So a large school is a very efficient way to provide some amazing things in the area of curriculum, but also in the area of facilities, which obviously affects or impacts athletics. So I think that if you look at our athletics, our marching band, our choirs, get across the board. As I said earlier, you can close your eyes and point a finger. You're going to see a significant commitment to excellence and to hard work, which I'm very proud of. And the other thing that we talk about, and I'd be remiss here, you know, we are proud of what we accomplish. You know, all of our banners and our trophies, but we're also much more proud of how we do it. And we say it's not what we do, it's how we do it that's important. And so it's not, you know, what we win, but how our teams go about winning and how they represent themselves and their school. And I think you would know that none of us would feel good about a student body section or a team that may win but show poor sportsmanship or are not be committed to each other and not do the things that we know are important. At the same time, if we have a team that struggles and doesn't quite achieve what we'd all wanted to achieve, as long as they've done it the right way and they work hard and they're committed, we feel just as good about that. We're so proud of our girls swim team, but we're also proud of our other athletic events, our other teams also.
Yeah. And one thing I liked that you mentioned was the size of the school allows for so many different opportunities and ways to really exceed and excel what other smaller schools can't do. And I think that even like I can use myself as an example that like replicates with me, where being at Carmel, which is, it's such a big school, we have our own radio station, which is what I'm doing right now. We have our own, like, we have athletic trainers, student athletic trainers with each and every, like, team. So I get to be down there on the sidelines of all the football games, all the practices. I get to be a part of the team without actually having to be on the field. And it still is a rewarding way to be out there and be with them. And I get to see how everything works. And it's just an incredible experience that going to a school like this actually allows me to do.
Yeah, that's great to hear from a student. And it's all about opportunities. And then, but to your credit, you have to grab those. Mm-hmm. And you have to be willing to put the time in. I know, you know, you just don't walk in here and put on a radio show. Mm-hmm. You just don't walk down there and help out as an athletic trainer. Yeah. I mean, there's a commitment to you. You're there on Saturday mornings, and you're there in the summer, and you're here on the weekends. And so you have to take advantage of those. But I think we do feel that if someone wants to come in and work hard, we have the opportunities for them to be prepared to do whatever they need to do when they leave here.
Yeah, absolutely. Unfortunately, that is all the time we have today. So be sure to tune in here in a month for the next episode of the Principal Podcast. You are listening to 91.3 WHJE Carmel, the voice of the Greyhounds.